From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Ahead, the problem of homelessness in North Texas and who's trying to solve it. But first, another 400 potential jurors have been summoned today for the murder trial of Eddie Ray Routh. He's accused of killing Chad Littlefield and Chris Kyle, the Navy SEAL veteran whose book American Sniper is now a movie. Dwali Saikotal traveled to the courthouse in the rural town of Stephenville, known for being the cowboy capital of the world.
To find out what locals are talking about, grab a coffee at Jake and Dorothy's Cafe, or slip inside Greer's Ranch Cafe, which shares an alleyway next to all the action at the Donald R. Jones Justice Center. 19-year-old Cody Centers just sat down for a burger.
I'm glad I'm not with the jury, because I wouldn't know which way to go.
Yesterday, nearly 40 people were either excused, exempted, or disqualified from the jury box. Some said because they couldn't be impartial. It's hard not to find anyone who hasn't heard of local legend Chris Kyle and his 160 kills. You can't even get tickets to see American Sniper because it's sold out, says Centers.
I do really want to see it. I mean, I watch a lot of movies like that. I've followed all the Sniper trilogies. Just for one, it's real interesting. And also, I'd like to get to know the man a bit more, see things from his view, because all I've gotten is people telling it what they thought of him and not his story. I've read the book repeatedly. I love the book. I don't know how the movie will play off it.
He loves guns and, no question, his country too.
If you will not stand behind our military, I honestly think some of those people should be the ones standing in front of it.
Across the table sat Sandy Steele, also from Stephenville.
Sad that it happened, you know, to brilliant young men, you know, were gunned down that day, trying to help somebody. But when a person has PTSD, you just really don't know what can happen.
Eddie Ray Routh, the 27-year-old defendant, had a history of post-traumatic stress disorder. He served in Iraq and in Haiti.
Just hopefully they get the facts and, you know, he'll have to serve the time or whatever, but, you know, as Christians, we believe when you follow the Bible and do what it says, then you can be forgiven, and I believe he has been as far as eternity is concerned.
Over at nearby Tarleton State University, the executive director of the School of Criminology, Professor Alex Del Carmen, says it's going to be extremely difficult, but not impossible, for Routh to get a fair trial.
The challenges that are before us are that not only is it a patriotic town, but also, of course, we have the movie that was just released and has been a blockbuster all over the U.S. and the world. I think people connect with the Chris Kyle story and they're able to sympathize with the victims' families.
Even moving the trial would have been a challenge, he says.
Where in the United States could you offer this defendant a fair trial? With social media covering the trial the way that it has already before it even starts, it's going to be very hard to be able to isolate individuals that have not been exposed to the Chris Kyle story.
Routh's attorneys say he will plead not guilty by reason of insanity. The trial is expected to begin on Wednesday. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News, Stephenville.
Cindy Cranes led an effort to solve the problem of homelessness in Tarrant County for 7 years. She's leaving the Tarrant County Homeless Coalition to run the Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance, which covers Dallas and Collin counties. In our Friday conversation, Crane talks about that move and the challenges in tackling homelessness with Vice President of News, Rick Holter.
Cindy Crane, welcome to the Friday conversation.
Thank you.
You're a TCU grad. You've been in the job for 7 years. Why make this move to Dallas now?
I think in my community in Tarrant County and Parker County, I've put into place, you know, the basic infrastructure and a very strong infrastructure for our emergency response system. And I'm leaving my community strong. And when I learned of the opening at Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance, of whom I've known a lot about, I thought, you know, why not? It could be a tremendous career challenge.
Dallas and Tarrant County have roughly similar homeless numbers. Chronic homelessness has continued to be a problem. How do you take that on?
In January of 2014, during our point in time count in Tarrant County, we had a spike in chronic homelessness, 267. We knew we had to do something significant and change the way we did business. We did that through something called coordinated assessment. Essentially, taking all those individuals that were experiencing homelessness and do a thorough assessment and documentation of their homeless status and prioritizing those who were chronic to receive permanent supportive housing. And in 9 months of that process, we reduced the number of chronic homeless in Tarrant County, last reported in December, down to 147.
The financial crisis of 2007, 2008, 2009 obviously put a lot of stress on the system. I wonder if it's frustrating for you to look at headlines about the Texas miracle and about the economic rebound around the country and yet still see this persistent, even growing at times, homeless problem.
This is the challenge in North Texas. Those headlines go out that this is the land of opportunity. This is where you should move. This is where you might find a job. And the reality is our housing market is so tight. It's 96, 98% occupancy in apartments. There's no affordable housing. We did our point in time count of the homeless on January 22nd. And for the second, third year in a row, we have another 1% to 2% increase. People move here. They try to find work. They may not find it. We had some success 5-6 years ago in reducing homelessness, and now it's creeping back up. For years, about 16% of homeless in Tarrant County weren't from the area. Now it's 30%, and that only happened in 2 years. As the population continues to grow and affordable housing is not available, we're going to have to face the challenge of a growing homeless population.
Over your 7 years in Tarrant County, there must be countless stories of people who've touched you. I wonder if there's one that stands out.
There's a woman who I see many mornings at my local coffee shop, and I heard her story of the violence that she's experienced, why she sleeps in the coffee shop during the day because she has to stay alert at night, why she doesn't go into the emergency shelter, and it just continued to restore that my work isn't done, and there's just so much to do.
Cindy Crane, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
The Tarrant County Homeless Coalition will release its latest count of the homeless population at their annual State of the Homeless Address on Wednesday. Over the last few months, we've explored the lives of first-generation students in our American Graduate Series, Generation One. Project ends this weekend with a special broadcast featuring all the stories in the series. In the show, Chris Boyd talks with education reporter Stella Chavez about a school in Fort Worth specially designed for new arrivals.
You describe a group of sixth graders from different countries sitting together. They're all working on an assignment, working through problems together. Did you find a lot of interaction in the hallways among students of different backgrounds?
Yes and no. I think initially some of the students who speak the same language obviously stick together or help each other out. But I was also struck by how much interaction there is among students who don't speak the same language. In fact, my cousin's son attended the school last year. He's since moved on to another school, but he told me that he's remained friends with the students he met there. He's from Mexico, but some of his good friends are from India. It was also fascinating to watch the younger kids really trying hard to help their classmates. One of the teachers told me that because they're all pretty much in the same situation when they arrive, they can relate to each other despite those cultural and language differences.
To hear the whole conversation and find out more about the series, listen to the hour-long American Graduate Generation 1 radio special tomorrow at 2 and Sunday at 6 p.m. and RSVP for our Generation 1 public forum on Thursday. Details are at kera.org. Mostly sunny skies with a high of 58 expected this afternoon. It's 36 now in Dallas, 34 in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.